Okay, good morning. Thank you very much for coming. May our learning be a merit. Li'ili nishmas, mi'ira chaya. Nachama bracha, alea shalom. Bas, David Mordechai, Katie Fischel, of blessed memory. And it should be a merit for Refua Shalema. For Shimon Simcha, then Penina Yehudis. And he should have a complete and total recovery. All right, we are on Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph at the second Mishnah. We are almost at the end. We're on the last Amud of Maseches Chulin, and we're dealing with the topics of Shiluach HaKen. Hanotel Eim Alabanim, somebody who takes the mother from on top of the children. So he violated the Torah law. The Torah says, Lo Tikach Eim Alabanim, don't take the mother when she's on the children. He pulls the mother right off. She's on her children. She's warming them. And he pulls the mother right off. Reb Yehuda Omer Lo Ke. Reb Yehuda says he gets Malkus. That's it. Too late. Now, you would have thought that this would be a lava nitak lase. This would be like gezel. You steal, but after you steal, there's a mitzvah to return. Hashav tishivein. So the mitzvah's hashava knocks out the lav. I would have thought that the same would be true about Shiluach HaKen, that the mitzvah of Shiluach knocks out the prohibition of Lo Tikach Ha'im Alabanim. So Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says, Loke, he gets Malkus. Ve'enu Mishaleach. He doesn't have to send away the mother bird because it's too late. He already got the lav. Chacham say no. The mitzvah of sending away the mother bird is Minatek. It detaches the lav. Mishaleach Ve'enu Loke. So you send away the mother bird, and you won't get Malkus, even though you already took the mother bird. Zayaklal, this is the rule. Kol mitzvah slos asay sheyesh bakum asay. Ellie, can put on those chairs there. Any mitzvah slos asay that has right after you do it, and I say, get up and do the following to remove the lotasay, and lo can allow you don't get Malkus. It's called a lava nitzak lasay. When you have a lav she'in bo maisa, a lav that has no act, or if you have a lav anitzen letashlumin, that after you do the lav you're supposed to pay money, or you have a lav anitzak la'asei, a lav that gets disconnected by an asei, that reverses the lav. So the Torah says, on the one hand, don't take the mother when she's on the children. But then it says, if you did take the mother on the children, send it away. You have a mitzvah say to send it away. So that mitzvah say detaches the lav. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you get Malkus if you took the mother on the children. According to the Chachamim, if you sent away the mother after you took her from the children, you wouldn't get Malkus. It would repair it. Very good. The yasei repairs it. So now the Gemara has a question. Boy, Rabbi Bar Mamal. Rabbi Bar Mamal, the following question. Time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Is it Mishum the Savra Lav Shnei Deklas Say Lokan Alav? Maybe he disagrees with the rule that we had at the end of the Mishnah. The rule at the end of the Mishnah is Zeh Klal Kol Mitzvah Slo Sasei Sheish Bekom Asei In Lokan Aleha. Any Lo Sasei that it gets repaired by an Asei, you don't get lashes. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that for all Lo Saseis you get lashes, even those that have a Mitzvah Sasei to repair it. Odomar maybe Baal Masavra Lav Shnei Deklas Say In Lokan Alav. Maybe he holds generally in the rule. He does hold that a lav that gets detached with an asay, you don't get lashes. But over here, I know time. This is the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum dekasavar shaleach meikara mashma. He doesn't believe that shaleach applies after the lav. It's not that the Torah says, if you take it, then send the mother bird away. Maybe the asay only applies before the lav. The asay is, if you see a mother on top of the chick, send the mother bird away. That's it. Send the mother bird away. That's the asay. If you took the mother, you already missed out on the chance to do the assay. So it's not an assay that could repair the lav. It's an assay that's about the initial status. But if you'd have a real lota assay that get, I'm sorry, if you have an assay that gets triggered by the lav, the example being gezel, if you steal, then certainly you have the mitzvah to return. The mitzvah of returning doesn't apply before you steal. So when you have an assay that really does get triggered by the lav, then maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's an idea of lav anitza klasei, that the assay that detaches the lav means you're not going to get malkos. That's our question. Does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with the concept of lav anitza klasei, or does he say that here it's not a lav anitza klasei because this assay is not triggered by the lav? This assay was from before the lav. Tashma, coming here, proof. The greatest example of lav anitza klasei is gezel. So we learned
in a brisa. Gana v'gazlan, a burglar who breaks in surreptitiously, v'gazlan, or a thief, a bandit, who steals in the public. Yeshna v'chlal malkos to Rabbi Yehuda. So they are included in those types of prohibitions that get lashes, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ooh, getting lashes. Wow. But it's a lav anita klaseyu. But this is a lav that gets detached by a resulting positive command. Right? Rachman Amar, Hashem said, lo tigzol, don't steal. And if you do steal, v'heshev esagzela, you have a mitzvah to return the stolen object. So if Rabbi Yehuda says it's bechlal lokin, so you see that he disagrees with the whole concept of lavanitak lasei. Shema mina, we can derive from here. Talmud Rabbi Yehuda, the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, mishum dekasaver, because he holds all over. Lav shenit klasei, lokin alav, that a lav that gets detached by an asei, that doesn't help you, you still get lashes for it. Amalei Reb Zera said back, nope, lav amina l'chud, didn't I tell you? Kom as nisit lotani be'erab, whatever you have a brisa that wasn't taught from the yeshiva of Reb Chiya and Reb Hoshea, it has lots of mistakes in it. You can't ask questions from it. Don't ask questions from it in the Beis Medrash. This is a brisa that has mistakes. If it has mistakes, you can't ask a question. So maybe if it has a mistake, the way to read it is like this: Gana v'gazlan, einan b'chlal malkos arba'im. Ganav and Goslin don't get lashes. Not that Ganav and Goslin get lashes, despite that there's an assay. They don't get lashes. And you know why? Because there's an assay. No, because there's an assay. The assay of Vehesheb Esagzela knocks out the lashes. So change what it says. It was the texts are poor if they weren't revisited by Reb Chiya and Reb Ashi. And Reb Chiya and Reb Ashi. And this was one such text. So you can't ask me, oh, because here we hear Rabbi Yehuda saying that a ganav gets lashes. I think that the text should be the other way. Rabbi Yehuda saying that ganav doesn't get lashes. So it's not a question. All right, so back to the question. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Does he hold generally lav anita klase gets lashes? Or maybe he agrees that generally lav anita klase doesn't get lashes. But he just holds that Shiluach HaKen is not a lava nitzik la'asei, because he holds that the asei of Shiluach HaKen is me'ikara. The asei of Shiluach HaKen is when you first see it, you have a mitzvah to send away the mother. Tashma, come on your proof. The Tani Reb Oshia v'Reb Chiya. Okay, now you can't tell me it's not a good brisa, because this is from Reb Oshia and Reb Chiya. These are the people who make the expert brisas. And they say like this, the pasuk says about leket, that if you drop things, and shikha, if you forgot things, lo sashuv, don't go back to pick it up. Vishav. And if he did go back and pick it up, lo sechala. And we have another pasuk. Lo sechala. Don't destroy the field. Don't cut off the, don't cut down the corner. Vichala. But if he did turn around and cut the corner, yeshna mechlal malkos arba'im. Rebbe says that both the guy who goes back for the leket, or someone who cuts the corner of the field, gets lashes. 1 second, here it's a lav, anita klase, it's a los asei, los chales pasadcha, los ashuv lekachta, but there is an asei afterwards, azov tazov, leave it. So apparently that asei is not enough to knock out the lav. Shma mino, so we can derive from here, tamid Rabbi Yehuda, the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda is mishum nekosavar, because he holds lav shenita klase, a lav attached to an asei, in all situations, lo ken olav, you get lashes. And not that there's some, that Shiluach HaKen is not a lav anita klase, but rather, even though Shiluach HaKen is a lav anita klase, even lav anita klase, you get lashes. So the Gemara, no, maybe not. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds generally lav anita klase, namely Geneva, you don't get lashes. He said you get lashes for Peya, you get lashes for Shikha, Mishum deKasever, because he holds. Maybe over there, this is the reasoning. The Kasav Rabbi Yehuda holds Tazo, when the Torah says you should leave it. Meikara Mashma. It sounds like from the very beginning, leave it. Again, it's not a lav anita klase. It's not an assay that's triggered by the lav. The assay is leave it. Not that if you went back for it, then leave it. No, the assay is leave it in the very beginning. So since it's in the beginning, it's not a lav anita klase. The assay doesn't start by the lav, like Neva. The assay started from before. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said to Ravashi, I'll give you another proof about what Rebuta holds. No, sir. Tashma, come here, proof. We learned in a brisa. The pasuk says about nosa. Losa sirim menu ad boker. Don't leave any of it till the morning. Va nosa sirim menu ad boker, but whatever is left till the morning, ba'ish tisrofu, then burn. So that's an asay. Go burn it. So ba kasulit an asay, achar los asay. The Torah is saying that there is an asay after you violate the lot asay. Lov lecha to tell you, she'ein lo ken alav de Rabbi Yehuda. By having an asay of ba'nos rimenu ba'boker ad ba'ish tisrofu, that tells you don't get lashes. So Shema Amina, so what do you see from here? Time of Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda's svara in Shiluach HaKen? Mishim dekasava shaleach meikara mashma. He holds that the asay of Shiluach HaKen is not triggered by the lot asay. Shaleach means from the very beginning you should send it away. Shema Amina, that's what you see. And you see that generally he agrees. Alav anitza klasei in lokin alav. That's the proof. In Shiluach HaKen, the assay is independent, correct. Ravidi said, Ravashi, must eat Sinami Deka. I could even tell you that from our Mishnah too. Tiktani, because it says in our Mishnah, I know till Emel Abanim, if somebody takes the mother with the children, Rabbi Yudomer Loke Vin Mishalim, Yudah says he gets Malkus and he doesn't have to pay. I'm sorry, Vin Mishalim doesn't have to send away, he doesn't have to pay. Somebody takes the mother on the children, and Yehuda says he gets Malkus, and he doesn't send the mother away anymore. Now, Yisak HaDai, what are you going to tell me? Time of Rabbi Yehuda, the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda, is that Lav Anitak Lasei Lokan Allah, that he holds it a Lav, which is connected to an Asay, a Lav that gets detached by an Asay, you get lashes anyway, so then it should be Loke, he gets lashes, Umashaleach, and he sends away the mother bird. Right? You should say, it doesn't matter. You have a mitzvah to send away the mother bird, and you get lashes anyway. So what do you see? That the reasoning is, he has to, he sends away the mother bird, because that's a mitzvah that starts before. And since now he already took the mother bird, so now he doesn't have that mitzvah.
He doesn't give him
there. He doesn't have it. So he says, what? No, that's not a proof. Maybe Yachi Kamer Masisin. This is what the Mishnah is saying. A niftar. He doesn't get exempt, even though he sends away the mother bird, adds a malkin lay until they give him lashes. But maybe he does have a mitzvah still to send away the mother bird. Okay, so that completes the discussion. Bottom line is, the inclination of the Gemara is that according to Yehuda as well, lav anitza klasei lokin alav, a lav that's detached by an asay, you do get malkus. You don't get malkus. Why does he say that in regards to Shiluach HaKen, there's Malkos? It should be a Lav Anitza Klasei. No, it's not a Lav Anitza Klasei, because this Asay is independent of the Lav. This Asay starts before the Lav was violated. Yeah, question, Almog.
This is an interesting question, because I think 40 pages ago, we had this Shibuya, remember with Rami Bodikula?
Yes.
That with the Kav.
Right.
And then the last portion there was where he was being a smart person, you know, trying to, everything he did, he had an answer to.
Right.
And then they brought in this guy who didn't respect his parents.
Right.
They were about to beat him up.
Right.
And he said, you can't beat him up because there's a sachar next to the mitzvah.
Matan sachar mitzvah.
Has the same sachar, mm-hmm. One of the Koyamecha is this one.
That's true.
So you can raise, why would you want to, you know, give malchus to this individual?
Very nice.
Because you have, but I think the answer is in the, because here you also have a lot.
That's right.
Maybe that's the reason.
Kibbut Avim only has assays. Mora is an assay, and Kibbut is an assay.
Yeah, the Tosfot there brings the tzedakah also. You have a mitzvah to get tzedakah, but then I just checked it. They actually say, so how come we're okay
with
beating people up to force them to get tzedakah? If it's because tzedakah also has the same.
Matan tzar b'tzera.
So I explain that because of the love.
That's right.
I think that's what got into this whole conversation, just because otherwise you can't.
It's true. Beautiful. Beautiful. Excellent. Okay, so now we move on to some more laws about Shiluach HaKen. Adkam Mishalcha, how far do you have to send away the mother bird? Amr Beauty, you have to send it away, Kedei Shetetzi Mitachas Yada. Far enough away that it's out of your hand, you can't just grab it right away. Then, after you've sent it away, that it's not in your hand, then you can go back and grab it.
I think, is there a way to send it away?
Next line, exactly. Beautiful. Okay. Sabameh Mishalcha, what do you do to send it away? Right. What part of it do you, you know, give a knetch to?
Could you shoot a gun and scare it?
Okay, good. Right. So how do you send it away?
Do Ravuna like, Amar Barakla.
Rav Yehuda says you send it away.
Ring, so it comes right back.
He says you send it with her feet. You take the feet, you give it a little push, now it starts running. So according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, I mean, you can even cut off the wings and just give it a little patch on the feet, and that's also called shiluach. Give it a zet. That works. Rav Yehuda says no, you can't cut off the wings. It has to be ba'agapel. You have to push the wings. You got to propel it to its wings. All right, Ravuna, I'm a regular. Ravuna says you could propel it to its legs, the chsiv, as it says back in Bava Kama, that the pasuk says v'shilach uvir bizdeacher, and the Gemara says v'shilach, and Parshas Mishpatim is a reference to the mazik of regel, of an animal trampling, because it says meshalchei regel ashor v'achamor, those who send the feet of the ox and the donkey. So you see that regel is shilach, and here it says shaleach t'shalach, so it means by regel, by feet. Rabbi Yehuda Barakapet, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be through the wings. Why? Taha knafeh ninhu, because for this animal, the bird, its legs are the wings. It doesn't move with its legs, it moves with its wings. So true v'shilach means normally propelled by the legs. But here, shaleach t'shalach means propel it by what makes it move, and that must mean the wings. All right, now a story. There was a guy who cut off the feathers. He cut off the wings. That can't be cut off the wings. It must have been that he cut off the feathers from the wings of a bird. So it couldn't fly. The shilcha. So why did he do that? So that way he'd fulfill the mitzvah of shiluach haken, of making it move by getting it to move by legs. So then he was able to reclaim it. Nagdir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda beat him up. Amalei said to him, Zil Rabbi Lagadfa, let it regrow its wings, and then Shalcha, then send it away the right way. Send it away by the wings. So Gemara said, 1 second, come on. Why did Rabbi Yehuda beat him up? Who's he like? Ikra Rabbi Yehuda, if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, lo kevena mishaleach. He says that you get Malkus, but you don't send away if you took away the mother bird. So what's the point here? Ikra Rabbanan, if it's the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, Mishaleach Reina Loka. They say once you send it away, you don't get Malkus anymore. So why is he beating him up and telling him to send it away? So Gemara says, lo, lo, the Rabbanan. He's following the Rabbanan who say you send it away, and then it's a Lava Nita class saying you don't get Malkus anymore, because now you detach the Lava doing the assay. So why did he beat him up? It's not the beating up of Malkus. This is just a rabbi beating someone up to do a mitzvah. Makas mardus midir abanan. This is the rabbinic beats, the rabbinic beating up to get people to do mitzvahs. People are rebelling against the Torah, so the rabbis have the right to beat them up. So he's beating them up. So as the commentaries point out, there's no limit here. There's no limit of 39, as Rashi says. You beat him up to the point of death if you get him back in the line to keeping the mitzvahs. Another story about Shiluach HaKen. Ahu, there was a man, the Asa Lekamid, the Rabbi came in front of Rava. Amarle said to Rava, I have a question. There's a certain type of bird which is kosher called the Tima. Mao, is there a mitzvah Shiluach HaKen about it? Amarle said, Layada Hai Gavra Dov Tor Chai V'Shaluchi. I understand. The guy's asking me if a kosher bird there's a mitzvah to send it away. Of course. Tzipor, as we said, is any kosher bird the last couple of days. Amarle, so Rava said to this man, Dilma, maybe your question was Chada Beyasuhu Deramya. Because maybe this Tima, this bird, only produces a single egg. And since the Torah says Va'im Rovetzes Al Ho'efrochim O Al Habeitzin, the mother is on the chicks, on the eggs, that's what you think you don't have to send away. Amar Lei said to him, so that guy said back to Rava, no. In this nest has a single egg, and that's my question. Do I need to send it away? Amalei, so Rava said to him, "Mighty boylach." So what's the question? Masnisini. It's also Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ain shemel efroach echad obeitz achas chayev l'shaleach." If what's in there is only a single egg or a single chick, you need to send away the mother. So what did the guy do? Shilcha. He sent away the mother. He sent away the tima. So now what did Rava do? Ahadale Rava Pristiki, Rava went around and he set out some nets. So he grabbed it. So Gemara says, how could he do that? Velechos l'chshata. Shouldn't he be worried that people are going to say that Rava issues piske halacha for his own benefit? He tells somebody, go send away the mother bird when it's a shayla, because he wants the mother bird. And that we have a rule, the yis and the kiyim. You have to be clean. You have to be clean in the eyes of others. You can't do things that people are going to think are not are self-dealing and self-serving and not right. And so the Gemara kill achar yad. Well, Rava did it in a way that nobody would notice. He did it in a way that no one would notice. He was far away. This guy didn't notice. And therefore, it wasn't a violation of Eisem Nikiyim. The pigeons of the wilderness that come to the dovecotes in the courtyard, or they come into the house. If you want to take the chicks and the dovecotes are from the house, you need to first send away the mother, and that's not called mizuman. That's not called already prepared. However, vasuros mishum gezel, you're not allowed to steal the mother. One second. If you can't steal the mother, it means it is prepared. No, that's mipnei darkei shalom. It's not to oraisa. That's just from the ways of peace. Ask the Gemara v'yisalaha d'amar Rabbi Yosi b'r Chanina. But if we're going to pass like Rabbi Yosi b'r Chanina holds, chatzer shaladim konu lo shlomi daito, a person's courtyard can acquire for him even without him being aware of it. So then why do you say that this is something which has shiluach haken? Krikan, we should say about this. Ki kare, when it will be met before you. Prat l'mezuman, to exclude that which is already prepared. This should be considered prepared. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava said, Beitza, when an egg is coming out, im yitzias ruba, once the majority of it came out of the mother who's laying it, at that point, you're obligated to send away the mother. However, mikna, but to acquire lokani, one doesn't acquire the eggs or the chicks with his courtyard, aditipo lichatzeiro, until it actually falls into the courtyard. When did the braisa say that you're obligated to send it away? Mekame aditipo lichatzeiro. The egg is coming out of the mother, and it hasn't yet come out fully. So since it's coming out, there's an obligation to send away the mother. But since it hasn't dropped into the courtyard, it doesn't yet belong to the owner of the courtyard. And therefore, there's no ptur, there's no exemption that it's mezuman. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, amaya suras mishum gazel. What do you mean you're not allowed to steal it? It doesn't belong to anybody yet. The answer is, Aimam, you can't take the mother. So you can't take the mother because of darkei shalom. We're talking about that egg. And beitza came into napiklei ruba, since the majority of the egg has come out, itla, the owner of the courtyard, is thinking he's going to get the egg. And therefore, based on darkei shalom, it's not right to take that egg. Says the Gemara, v'hashad amar Rav Yehuda marav. Also, liskos beveitzim she'em rov etz salen. Now that Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, you're not allowed to take the chicks or the eggs with the mother on them, because it says first send away the mother, and then you can take the children. We can say that we're talking about here where the chicks and eggs have already come into my courtyard, and nevertheless, since I can't yet acquire them, because the mother is on them. So since I can't acquire them, chatzero nami zachya, therefore my courtyard also can't acquire them. When can my courtyard acquire on my behalf things that I myself could acquire? But things that I myself can't acquire, my courtyard also can't acquire for me. So here where we have the chicks with the mother, maybe right away, any case where he can't acquire, chatzero nami lo zachi, therefore it's not considered something that he owns. It's not something that's owned, it's not mezuman, it's ki yikare. So in second says the Gemara, again, the same question. Yuck, if that's the case over here, the egg is, the mother's on the egg from the very beginning. So amai asurus mipnei darkei shalom. Why does the Braisa say, but you can't take it because it's a form of theft? I understand. Idishalcha, if somebody's already sent away the mother, then you could acquire the eggs. The courtyard acquires the eggs. Gazamalyu, it's good theft. It's full theft. Idishalcha, if nobody sent away the mother, so sheluchi bai, there's a mitzvah to send away the mother. And without sending away the mother, nobody's acquired it yet. Answers the Gemara, we're talking about a case where he hasn't sent away the mother. Nevertheless, the taking of it is only darkei shalom. Because we're talking about a katan, it's a child who's looking to take the eggs. The Gemara says, still, katan bar tarki shalamu. So if it's a child who's trying to take the eggs, why is it tarki shalom to take away the eggs? Achikama, the answer is like this. Aviv shal katan chayav lahachzir. The father of the child looking to grab these eggs has to return to the owner of the courtyard. Ipnei darkei shalom, because of the ways of peace. Levi bar Simon, akni peiro shovcho, the Rav Yehuda. Levi bar Simon transferred all the chicks and eggs that were in his dovecot to Rav Yehuda. Asa l'kamei de Shmuel, Rav Yehuda came in front of Shmuel, asked what he should do. Amar leis, he said to him, this is what you should do. Zil trofa ken, go knock on the nest. Deliska binhu, so that the chicks would go up. And you do akba the kaninu, then you acquire them by them going up. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Lamai, for what? Why did Shmuel tell him to knock on the nest? Ilamikna, if it's to acquire. Liknu lebe suder. I mean, Levi could have done a kinyan suder. We could have done a kinyan chalib. We could have given him a handkerchief. Lift up the handkerchief. By that, you own what's in the nest. Ibi yom tov. If you're going to say it was a yom tov, and he wanted to prepare the birds for shchita, so that they shouldn't be muktza. So ba'omid va'omer, if he would just stand and say, zev zani notel, I'm going to take this one, I'm going to take that one. Saga, that's enough to prepare it. Answers the Gemara, hanu peiro chadat yavu. These were new chicks that had never stood up, and the mother was on them. And Levi bar Simon gufelo avikanile. Levi bar Simon himself couldn't acquire them, because as we just said, if the mother's still on the chicks, you can't acquire them. This is what he's telling of Yehuda. This is what Shmuel tells of Yehuda. Zil tarif akendel liskabu. Go knock on the nest. That way the mother elevates. Once the mother elevates, Niknudu Levi bar Simon. Levi bar Simon will acquire it because the nest is in his courtyard. Then his courtyard can acquire. And then once he acquires, Vadaliknudu Mialach Besudar, he can give it to you through the handkerchief. Okay, so we're going to do most of this amud, and we'll leave, I guess, the last couple lines for the siyum for tomorrow. All right, says the Mishnah, Lo yitzal adam eim al abanim. A person's not allowed to take the mother, which is still on the eggs or on the chicks. Afilu l'taras ha-mitzora, even if he wants that mother bird to purify a mitzora. All right, says the Mishnah, Samusr, Umayim mitzvah kala, Shehi ki'isar. Right? Look about this. Think about this mitzvah. It's an easy mitzvah. It doesn't cost a lot. You get most of what's in the nest. You just don't get the bird. Or you don't get the bird right away. So it's going to cost you an isar. Amra Torah, the Torah says, you do it, even though it's not so hard to do. Leman yitavlach, so it'll be good for you. Varach yam, you'll have length of days. So kal v'chomer, certainly. Mitzvah, al mitzvah, chamuru shebatorah, the mitzvahs that are hard to do. Making Pesach. You have to spend a lot of money, and you have to clean and stay up late. It's hard. Can you imagine what reward you're going to get? Leman yitzavlach. Tanya Lindin Abraisa. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, Ein lecha, this is what Almog brought up before. Ein lecha kal mitzvah, mitzvah shebatorah shematan tzchara betzida. You don't have any mitzvah in the Torah that gives it its reward. It doesn't mean the reward in this world. It means in the next world. Really, it means the revival of the dead. It really means reward in the next world. Because what are the two mitzvahs which the Torah tells you about its reward? Kibud av eim and shiluach haken. But the real reward for that is in the world to come. Kibud av eim ksev l'man yarichun yamecha u'l'man yitavlach. Honor your father and mother so you'll have length of days and you'll have good. Shiluach haken ksev l'man yitavlach so it'll be good for you v'arach yom you'll have length of days. But what about the following? If your father says, go up to the top of a big building, bring me the chicks. And the child goes up to the top of the building, and he sends away the mother, then he takes the chicks. When he comes down from the building, this child falls and dies. Where's the length of days? Where's the good of this one? No, the answer is, Ella, what's the answer? So that you'll have length of days in the world, it's all long. The man yitavlach, so that you'll have good. Lo'olam shekulo tov, in the world it's all good. So the Gemara says, the dimu lo havahachi. Who says this is going to happen? Who says it's going to happen that a father will tell a child, and the child will go up and send away the mother bird, and the child will die young? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Maisachaza. Rabbi Yaakov saw that. So he saw it happen. So he said, 1 second, what about the Torah? He said, no, the Torah doesn't mean in this world. It means length of days in the world to come. So Gemara says, how did Rav Yaakov come away with that conclusion? Maybe this child was thinking about some averos. So Gemara says, listen, Machshava Rabbi Ra'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for Lemaisa. Hashem doesn't combine a bad thought for an act. It's not considered anything. It's just a thought. No, but don't mind Avodah Zarah, the Tziv L'mat Fosas Peis Yisrael Beliba. Maybe he was thinking about Avodah Zarah. That Hashem does punish with for thought. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Zumach Shevas Avodah Zarah, to catch the Jewish people in their hearts. This is what Rav Yaakov is saying. Yemi Sadiqa Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma. If there would be reward for mitzvahs in this world, Tahani Levit Tegan Aleh, it should have protected him. To the basically they hear that he shouldn't have such thoughts of Avodah Zarah, but Litzah can get damaged. Ella, rather, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Lech, there is no reward for mitzvahs in this world, reward for mitzvahs in the next world. Says the Gemara, is that true? Ivo Amar Ebelazar Shluchei Mitzvah Nizokin. Those who run to do mitzvahs don't get damaged. So how could this child have been damaged? Because of Rasam Shani, he was coming back from doing the mitzvah. Ivo Amar Ebelazar said Shluchei Mitzvah Nizokin Lo Bali Chasam Lo Bechazar Rasam. Those doing mitzvahs don't get damaged going or coming back. Sulam Ra'u Ahava. It was a very shaky ladder. Umakum the Kviya Zeka Shani. So a place where you know there's damages happening, it's different. The Tziv, as the Pasuk says. Vayomer Shmuel said, Echeleich, how could I go and anoint David to be king? The Shama Shol Varagani, Shol's going to hear me and kill me. Amr of Yosef, Yosef said, Ilmali Drashe Acher Lahai Krak, Rav Yaakov Barbarate, had Acher interpreted the Pasuk like Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, Lo Chate, he never would have sinned. Because my chaza, what did Acher see that made him sin? Ikada Amri, some say, ki hai maisa chaza. It was this story that he saw. Okay, stop at this line. That's the show. Make you see him tomorrow.